Welcome to FueledByGrace.com. My name is Mark Shiver. So glad to have you listening to the podcast. Why don't you encourage a friend or a family member to listen also? Chances are they need to be encouraged just like you do, just like I do, in the awesome, eternal, unconditional love of God. We've had people talk about how they listen, how they're encouraged, how they're built up, and that is our goal, to encourage you in the awesome, unconditional, eternal, never-ending, never-changing love of God. I'll tell you what, I am so pumped, because when I get an opportunity to talk about the love of God, man, it's like flipping a switch. I am on. And that is my passion. That is my ministry. That is my life's calling, to encourage you that God loves you and He's not counting your sins against you anymore. I am so discouraged when I hear pastors say, you know, we just have bad hearts. We have evil hearts. We have wicked hearts. Listen, there is a gospel. There is good news. There is a reality that the Son of God created a new covenant between us and God, actually between Himself and God, that we are part of. And He fulfilled the obligations of that covenant. And part of the very foundation of that covenant, the promise, is God saying, I will give you a new heart. Yes, if you're not born again, you've got a bad heart, a wicked heart. We're all born into sin. But if you've received Christ and have been born again, you have a new heart. You're not evil. That's who you were. That's not who you are. But you see, what we've had happen, and this has been so slick and so effective by our enemy, the devil, he's come in and convinced teachers and pastors and church leaders with all these flowing words and eloquent speech and rationalization and reasonings of man that we have bad hearts. Well, you know, we're just sinners. But they've ignored the gospel. Yes, all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. But you know what? There is good news that we don't hardly ever hear about. And that is that the gift of God is salvation through Jesus Christ our Lord. God said, I will give you a new heart. Take out your heart of stone and give you a heart of flesh. So if you're a pastor or a teacher, why would you teach saints, listen, you have an evil heart? That's not true. And if you're a saint and you're being told that, why are you listening to that? Why are you not saying, hey, wait a minute, that doesn't sound like the gospel. That doesn't sound like the truth. There is so much reality centered around what happened when Jesus died for you and rose from the dead that we never hear about in church. And it's crazy, because it's such good news. It's such powerful good news. It's amazing what God has done. Why in the world are churches not being filled every day with the sound of the good news? But instead, we're trying to manage sin. We're trying to fix our flesh. We are trying to deal with the things that are not going to be able to be dealt with effectively, because by their own nature, they're fading away. They're falling away. The sin is in our members. Read Romans. Paul says sin is in our members. So, you know, why are we trying to fix the flesh? Why are we trying to fix something that cannot be fixed? But you know what? We are not that person anymore if we are in Christ. We've been given a new heart. We've been born again. The Bible says we've been crucified with Christ. When He was crucified, we were crucified with Him, and we have risen with Him. There's a whole new race, a whole new genesis of people, species, whatever word you want to use. It's believers who are born again into the kingdom of God. Now, let me ask you a question. If you spent your time focusing on that, focusing on the good that God has done, focusing on the righteousness that is now yours, wouldn't that be a whole lot more joyful and peace-bringing and exciting than walking around all day depressed and saying, wow, you know what? I just can't make it. I just can't do it. I'm just so full of sin. I have a bad heart. I know people who walk out of church depressed, sad, because they've been beaten up. What good is that? It's never going to work. It will not bring about the kind of change that we need to see in churches all across America. But we are going to see change. Why? Because God is moving. God is doing a great work. He is flooding this earth with the truth of the gospel that by his sacrifice of his son, we who are in Christ have been made new. We are new creations, risen to newness of life in him. And we are more than conquerors through Christ who loves us. We can do all things through him who gives us strength. You see, there's so much power there, and the enemy knows it. And so he gets churches and television shows and all of this stuff to not talk about it, to not preach about it, because he knows that if, in fact, these things are taught about and preached about, and the church begins to learn who they really are, we'll start to see things really happen. People will begin to really, really come to Christ and find the hope that the gospel offers. What hope is there when you say to someone, well, yes, Jesus died for you and you're forgiven, but you know what? You got to live right. You got to do this, got to do that. People are not looking for that. They're looking for something real. And what is real is the gospel, that God was in Christ, reconciling the whole world to himself and not counting man's sins against them anymore. 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It's powerful. It's awesome. And I'm here today to tell you that you are forgiven and that you are new. Look at yourself in the mirror and say, I am new. I am new in Christ. I have a new heart. The old has passed away. Yes, the flesh is fading. Yes, the flesh is in sin, but that is not who I am anymore. I am a new creation. Do you believe that? Do you even think about that? What does that mean? I am a new creation. Well, you know, we see it, we read it, but we have no idea. Why don't you start studying that and thinking about it and learning about it and trying to understand and have it become real to you? Say, God, make it real to me that I am a new creation. It'll blow your mind and it'll change your life. Listen, they say, well, only 20% of people do the work and do the giving in a church. And yet we continue to pound people over the head about serving and pound people over the head about giving and manipulate them and tell them, you know, if you don't tithe, you're going to be under a curse and all this kind of stuff, trying to make people do what's right. And it's not going to work. It hasn't worked for years. Years upon years upon years, I hear this, 20% of the people do all the giving. It's a shame. You people better give more. Well, you know what? If we begin to teach people that the nature of Christ is the nature that is in them now, that is who we are. We have his nature, and it is his nature to give. Giving will go up. You can't manipulate people into giving and have it long-term and have it be effective. If you want people to serve, teach them that it is the nature of Christ in them to serve. Don't manipulate them. Don't condemn them. Don't make them feel like, you know, whatever, that they're horrible people for not serving. Teach them who they are. Teach them who lives in them. Teach them that it is Christ in them, the hope of glory, who takes joy in washing the disciples' feet and changing that baby's diaper in the nursery on Sunday morning. Listen. It's time for a change, and the very first change that we as believers need to get into our heads is that we have new hearts, that God is in us, that he's not counting our sins against us anymore, and that we have been made new in him. We have risen with Christ. I challenge you to begin to study those scriptures. Just study those two things, that we are new, that you're a new creation, and that you're risen with Christ. I promise you, it will change your life.